Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Senator Schumer and Gillibrand and a host of other lawmakers are on Capitol Hill today introducing legislation to fix the funding issues with the World Trade Center health program. Our Glenn Shuck following the story. He joins us with the details.
And all these years later, after 9/11, this is a major development in the future of the 9/11 Health Fund. And, of course, families and friends of those who've been impacted are going to want to hear this news. This is a new bill that's been put together. As you mentioned, Senator Schumer and Gillibrand, also Republicans in Congress, Garbarino and D'Esposito from Long Island, involved with others. This would mandate the permanent funding of the World Trade Center health program. And again, this is a bipartisan effort. First responders and survivors, without this happening, would have possibly, Linda, been turned away or have cuts to access to the health care they need by 2028. So they wanted to try to get ahead of this. Again, this bill would mandate permanent funding for the World Trade Center health program. So it's a big story. The announcement coming from the Senate in Washington today. Also on hand, actor and comedian Jon Stewart. We know Jon's been putting a lot of his personal time, really a personal crusade to help the 9/11 families and the victims of 9/11, leading his voice to the effort. He's there along with our first responder, John Field, of course, who's been a part of this as well. So again, this bill would mandate permanent funding for the World Trade Center health program. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Police are asking for help finding the man who broke into the apartments of two different women within the past week in Queens. Police say in the first incident last Thursday, the man got into a 21-year-old's apartment at 56th Street and Queens Boulevard in Sunnyside Gardens just before 11 in the morning. He pulled out a knife, demanded her money and cell phone, and then fled the scene. 4 days later, police say the same man got into an apartment on 42nd Street and Skillman Avenue. But when he encountered a 76-year-old woman inside, he fled through an open window. You can see pictures of the suspect at 1010winds.com. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. A Long Island woman is facing multiple charges after she allegedly hit a car while driving drunk in East Garden City yesterday with her toddler in her car. Police in Nassau say that just after 5 p.m., 35-year-old Monique Williams had hit a Nissan Sentra on Davis Avenue with a 53-year-old driver inside, but then she fled the scene. Cops caught up with her a short time later, pulled her over, and arrested her without incident. But police say she also had her 3-year-old daughter in the car. Besides facing several DWI charges, Williams is also being charged under Leandra's Law for driving while intoxicated with a child passenger in her car. Well, there is still pushback to Governor Hochul's move to pause congestion pricing indefinitely in Manhattan. And those who want congestion pricing to go forward say they have a major announcement today as they continue their fight. Our Marla Diamond is following the story. She joins us live.
And that announcement today, Linda, will be two lawsuits filed to get the plan, get congestion pricing back on track. City Comptroller Brad Lander today making good on a promise he made last month to sue when Hochul paused the tolling plan at the 11th hour, blowing a $15 billion hole in the MTA's budget. The Riders Alliance and Sierra Club suit says that Hochul violated the state's climate change law and constitution. They say that the pause of congestion pricing deprives New Yorkers of their right to breathe clean air. Other plaintiffs could join the lawsuit. They are still in draft form. The comptroller is expected to release more details at an 11 o'clock press conference, and we will be there. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live in Lower Manhattan.
New Jersey Congressman Bill Pascrell has suffered a setback during his extended hospitalization this week. His staff said he needed breathing assistance while in the hospital. The 87-year-old Pascrell has been at St. Joseph's University Hospital since he checked himself in on July 14th for what his staff said was treatment for a fever. His staff says that doctors tell them Pascrell continues to do well and improve, and they're hopeful for a full recovery. Well, some individuals with special needs will be taking to the field tonight before the Mets game at Citi Field for the national anthem.
Just feel their excitement. Individuals from the organization Life's Work, which is here on Long Island, will be on the field for the Mets game tonight for the national anthem. Chief Officer John Pfeiffer says the organization supports those with disabilities and autism.
This is an opportunity not always afforded to people with developmental disabilities. We believe in person-centered planning at Life's Work, so fulfilling the personal dreams of each individual. And this is a dream of two people to be down there.
The individuals are special guests of singer Mark M.K. McLaughlin, who performs the national anthem for the Mets. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
An MTA bus that went out of control crashed into a Brooklyn Burger King late last night. Police say the driver suffered from some sort of medical episode as he was turning onto Fort Hamilton Parkway in Kensington just after midnight. Thankfully, the BK's was closed at the time and no one was in the building. Two women were on the bus, but they weren't hurt. Neither were any pedestrians. The driver was taken to the hospital. Well, quick arrests after a Perth Amboy officer got shot while executing a search warrant in Rahway. The suspects tried to run, but police caught up with them. This man seems shocked that something like this happened in his neighborhood.
It's scary. I've been living here 10 years. I've been in Rahway 16. I used to live on St. George Avenue, and this is the closest I've ever come to anything like this.
The officer suffered a gunshot wound to the leg. He was taken to the hospital and is expected to be okay.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.